With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Retail executives bracing for a possible spending slowdown throughout the holidays.
Despite an economy with several positive indicators, American consumers continue to face pressure from dwindling savings, increased credit card debt, and still stubborn inflation. In fact, shoppers cut their buying in October, ending six straight months of gains. Walmart said it noticed shoppers cutting back last month and offered a muted annual sales outlook. Best Buy said shoppers are trading down to cheaper TVs, and Target said shoppers are waiting longer to buy items. Greg Clugston reporting.
The tense ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appears to be back on track after the release of a second group of hostages held by the terrorist group. An hours-long delay Saturday underscored its fragility. Hamas had accused Israel of violating the agreement, which has brought the first significant pause in 7 weeks to the war. President Biden's lone Democratic challenger is not going to seek re-election in the House.
Dean Phillips says it's time to pass the torch after three terms in Congress. The announcement by the 54-year-old Minnesota congressman, whose term will end in January 2025, brought a swift reaction from the Republican Party of Minnesota, which said it looks forward to winning back control of his seat in the House. Phillips praised Mr. Biden, but said the Democrats need someone younger to win against former President Trump in the election next fall. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he will endorse a national strategy for the development of artificial intelligence, Putin emphasizing it's essential to prevent what he calls a Western monopoly. Speaking at a recent conference in Moscow on AI, he says, quote, it's imperative to use Russian solutions in the field of creating reliable and transparent artificial intelligence systems. This is SRN News. The U.S. education establishment has tried to turn back the rising tide of parents opting to homeschool their kids.
Number one, they argue that parents aren't really competent to be educators. We as Christians need to press back on that and make very clear that parents are, after all, the parents of the children that God gives them. Parents not only have the authority to teach those children, they have the responsibility to teach those children.
Dr. Albert Moeller is president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary.
Over time, it'll be very interesting to see how you would evaluate the educational outcomes from students taught at home versus those taught in school. I can tell you, as the president of a seminary and a college, that when we look at incoming students, homeschool students are by no means educationally and academically behind students trained in other educational contexts.
You can hear more on this and other topics in his daily briefing at albertmoeller.com. This is SRN News. Ukraine's military says Russia has launched its largest drone attack since the start of the invasion.
The night sky in Ukraine's capital was lit up by what could be mistaken for fireworks. They were Russian-launched Iranian-made drones that targeted Kyiv for over 6 hours. In total, Ukraine's Air Force said 75 drones were launched against Ukraine. A Ukrainian Air Force commander said on Telegram that Kyiv was the main target of the hours-long assault. In Kyiv's metro, an announcement urges Kyiv residents to come inside for shelter from the attacks. One mother told the AP they had already been there for 5.5 hours. Several civilians were injured by the attack. I'm Karen Chamas.
Today is Sunday, November the 26th, the 330th day of 2023. There's just 35 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1950, China entered the Korean War. This is SRN News.